There's a story about a man who was going into the doctor to have some surgery done on his hands. I can't remember what the exact surgery was, but he asked the doctor before the surgery happened, he said, "Doctor, will I be able to play the piano after this surgery?" And the doctor says, "Yes, this is going to make it so that you will still be able to play the piano." And the man says, "Oh, good. I've always wanted to be able to play the piano." Kind of a silly joke. I've heard the story, but I started thinking about this and I thought, it's really kind of appropriate because, you know, you want to have this ability. You want to think you can do something. You want to look forward to something you're going to do someday. And so it wasn't that he would play the piano right away, but that he would still be able eventually to hang on to his dream that eventually someday I'm going to get around to learning to play the piano. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, and this place, the ultramarathon, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas, encouragement, and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset does determine your success in whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset, it's a skill you can learn. And speaking about learning, I think for most of us who have what I'd call a growth mindset, we have oftentimes a list of things that you want to get around to doing someday. And not Sunday as in the day of the week, someday, sometime in the future. And all of us have this. And it's one of those things that you kind of put off. And sometimes it's dreams that you had when you were in high school. And I know people who were in high school and had dreams of doing something for a career. And of course, the career guidance counselor comes and talks sense into you and convinces you that whatever this thing is that you dream of doing, going out and having this big dream, that is really not a marketable skill and that you're going to be poor the rest of your life. And so the adults in your life, when you're making those kinds of career decisions, will tell you, no, go to law school, go be a doctor, go do go into business, be a CPA, do something that will make you lots of money. And then eventually when you have a lot of money, then you will have time to go and pursue this passion that you've got in burning in your heart right now. Don't do it now. Wait. These people kill dreams because if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, wherever you're at in life, sometime within the 10 years of pursuing making money, pursuing doing that thing that is sensible, having a stable, solid life with a secure future, somewhere along the way, those dreams and those passions, that fire in your belly to go out and do this thing that's going to light your soul on fire, it dies. It dies a slow death of kids and mortgage and job and responsibilities and all of the things that you do that this modern society tells you are important for you to be doing with your life. Now, yes, you know, the dreams and the pie in the sky, the dreams that a lot of people have when they get out of high school, some of them dream things that I had any definite dreams, but I had dreams of making a difference. I didn't know how. Some people have, dreams of doing things and they know what they want to do and kind of what they really want to do. I didn't have that. And so I just kind of floated along. But no matter, the thing is, we all have things that we're looking forward to. We want to do someday. And usually left over from that time of life. And I think, I've talked to people who have taken off and pursued those dreams. Sometimes, when they go back and look at, well, wait a minute, my life is passing by. I need to get out and get after those things that I want to do. I want to try this thing. And even if I fail, I'm young enough. I can make adjustments and we can do something different. I read a story about a young couple that had a dream of sailing around the world. And they had the dream before they had kids. They had two kids and they said, our kids can grow up on a boat. And they took their family, they got this sailboat and they're taking their family on adventures around the world, raising their children on a sailboat sailing around the world. That's one of those things you can do. You can find a way to do those things you dream of if your dream is big enough. But for most of us, and you know, myself included, our dreams were there and they were passions, but they weren't big enough to say, I'm going to go after this epic life. I'm going to go after do this epic thing. And so we kind of put them on the shelf and put them away. And like that guy with the surgery, I've always wanted to learn how to, I've always wanted to be able to play the piano. Now the joke is that he is insinuating that the surgery will make him able to play the piano. But the reality is that if you have some sort of surgery that takes away your ability to play the piano, then that dream is dead. It's gone. You won't be able to do it. And so that's what I want to get at with this Monday morning mindset is we hang on to those dreams, and we have the ability and we know, yes, I can do it. I can do it anytime I want. I'll get around to it someday. And for if you're in your 30s, you've got a lot of some days ahead, you think. And if you're in your 40s, you have, you're starting to get closer and you're starting to evaluate, do I really, how can I? But most of the time, those dreams, I say buried, but they're actually on the shelf. I mean, you've got this, probably somewhere in your living space, you've got this place where you put stuff that you use every once in a while. And some people who have, they have a lot of those things laying around. I know people who store things. I might need this someday, and so I'm going to hang on to it. I used to be one of those people. And I found that this, if I haven't used it in years, I've saved this, but I'm going to need it someday. The time to guarantee that you're going to need it is to get rid of it. And 2 weeks later, you will find, I got rid of that thing that I could use it right now. That happens to me frequently. So I've tried to evaluate, I tried to walk that balance between hanging on to the things that I might use someday and looking at things and going, I can't see any time I'm going to need this and getting rid of things. So, I can get another one if I get rid of the thing that I need. That is an aside. What I'm talking about is looking forward to those things that you hang on to, those things that you hang on to that someday I'm going to get this out. I'm going to do something with it. That is something that if you're going to have a flexible mindset, I'm going to give you a challenge to find one of those things that you've put on the shelf. And I used playing the piano because I have taken out my guitar again. When I was in my 20s, I played guitar, and one of the guitar guys on YouTube says, I was a campfire guitar player. I was strumming chords and would, we could do sing-alongs. And I knew chords and I was good at playing chords, but I didn't ever progress any farther than that. I wanted to. I saw guitar players that could play up and down the neck, and they played the instrument and the instrument had its own sound. I never got to that level. I played the instrument so I could sing because I was really not a guitar player. I was a singer. I just was able to accompany myself because I played the guitar. And I never progressed. I really wanted to. I had that desire. I saw people who could play well, but I didn't ever get that discipline to knuckle down and play like that and learn to play like that. Now, and I was a decent singer. I had friends who would ask me to sing in their weddings. And of course, the wedding songs that were popular back then, they were very easy kind of folksy songs. And it fit with my style. It fit with the things that I was able to do. But I never learned to really play the guitar. And so there were places that offered lessons, but the lessons that I looked at, it was like, wouldn't really teach me the things I wanted to learn. Now there are lessons on YouTube that are explaining music theory and chords and some of the things that I've seen other people do and wondered how do they know how to do that. And I'm starting to learn these triads and the pentatonic scale and the caged system. These are all things that guitar players have used for years and somebody knew about because they're talking about it now. But I'm starting to look at those videos and I'm starting to pick up my guitar and think about learning how to actually play my guitar. I still enjoy singing. I still enjoy some of those old songs. I've been dusting off some of those old songs and singing them to myself. It's enjoyable. But there's also a challenge. I'm trying to learn new things. It's a mental and a physical challenge. So what my challenge to you is for keeping your mindset, you know, this is a mindset, you know, topic, that, because the mindset for me was that, I'm not a player. I told myself that I'm not a guitar player. I'm just but I still had that dream kind of back in the closet, and I've pulled it out, dusted it off, and say, okay, this is a good challenge for me to learn something new. It's a skill that I've had a little bit of skill, but I need to get really skilled at playing the guitar. I don't want to wait any longer. And the resources are there. In fact, it's very much of a privilege to live now, to be able to go onto YouTube and see some of these things that have been a mystery to me for years. So my challenge to you is, what's in your closet? What's that thing that you've put away and said, someday I want to do this? And whatever it is, those things that you've got stored in your closet, that's the key to living an epic life. If you want to do something epic, start there. Because teaching your mind and, you know, learning a new skill, I've read psychologists, and I can't remember what the study or the idea was, that brain teasers and all the things that people do to keep your brain, you know, supposedly keep your brain from aging, those don't really work. They're puzzles, and I can't remember what you can even buy these systems online, you know, keep your brain healthy and keep your brain active by doing puzzles and mind thing. That is not sufficient to keep your brain young. Keeping your brain young is learning new skills, which is doing something physically, doing something with your hands, doing some sort of new physical skill that requires you to concentrate and to think and to learn new motions. That actually having new ideas, new challenges that are both mental and physical, is what keeps your brain healthy and active. That is what, you know, as a mindset guy, that's what I recommend. Find something. Find one of those things that you've got that you want to do. And it could be even traveling, going to new places, you know, whatever it is that is your key to your epic thing. Don't wait till you have, you know, you're in the asking your doctor, am I still going to be able to do this when this is over? Because at some point, there is a possibility to lose your ability, that you have to give up that dream, that you can't do it anymore. Now, there's a lot of things that, you know, in my mind, you can do. Age is not a limiting factor. Don't expect to, you know, if you expect your body to deteriorate and decay so that you can't do those things when you get older, that's what will happen. You know, that is another mindset principle. I have the expectation that I'm going to keep doing epic things. I'm going to keep learning new challenges. I'm not going to sit down and in a rocking chair and just wait for death to creep up on me someday. I am going to, somebody said, slide into the grave sideways and say, wow, what a ride. I'm going to keep being active, keep learning new things until the day that I breathe my last breath. There's a lot of challenges out there for me and for you as well, if you choose to accept it. Thank you a lot for listening. Go find your epic thing. What is that thing that you've always dreamed of? It's time to get it out and start. That's the key. Start. Even you're going to have to learn. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have to, but start and keep going. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time.